Up next, we are going to turn it over to Bill again for a short talk with Jim Cook about the Just Transitions Project and the Forum coming to town. They are trying to combine basically economic justice ends with social justice and environmental justice ends.
Cook, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you, Bill.
Jim Cook is a Renaissance person. Served several periods as president of his local union of the National Association of Letter Carriers. He's a musician in the groups General Strike and the Mary Rose Trio, Beyond Little Boxes, it's called. And he organizes with Portland's Climate Jobs PDX organization. Jim Cook, tell us about the Just Transition movement and the two terrific events it is sponsoring this Thursday and Friday in Portland, along with Climate Jobs PDX. First, Jim, Just Transition. What's their goal?
Thank you, Bill. Just Transition for Portland is, once again, thinking globally and acting locally. What we believe is that we have to take into our own hands the future and the present. And Just Transition means that we look historically at what happened to communities such as our Oregon mill jobs that went overseas in the 80s, and the raw logs were sent overseas and then brought back here to be sold. Well, the environmentalists got the blame for that instead of corporate America or the global economy. So what we're looking at is Just Transitions means we look ahead to the future where fossil fuel extraction will no longer be happening. And thus, those communities that are living on fossil fuel taxes or wages will be protected. There are ways of protecting the communities and the workers. Just Transitions deals with both the climate crisis and the economic crisis, which can't be separated. The economic policies of the past centuries, decades, whatever you want to discuss, have led us to this point of the climate crisis. So what we do is we look at the economic crisis, the unbridled capitalism of especially recent decades, and we say, okay, how do we adjust both economically and also socially how we live? And affordable housing is integral to all of these discussions, but also jobs that we can live with, renewable jobs. Why isn't every solar panel being installed a union job? That's what we're looking at with Just Transitions, is making sure that the communities and the workers are protected, not just the global corporations, especially not the global corporations. We want the communities protected.
Social services have been gutted in the United States. Poor people are poorer than ever, and the wage gap and income gaps are at unprecedented levels. And people in the third world, the people who run things in this country, are perfectly ready to see everybody else starve to death. They could become genocidal when the economy begins failing, and they become even more xenophobic and anti-immigrant and anti-third world people of color.
So there's a conference. It's more of a discussion with a panel on Thursday, July 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. And it's entitled A Just Transition for Portland, The Path from a Fossil Fuel Export Economy to a More Equitable Clean Energy Economy. The panelists are spectacular, wonderful, thoughtful, and have been active in this area for a long time. It's at the sanctuary of the First Unitarian Church of Portland, 1211 Southwest Main Street. It's sponsored by the Center for Sustainable Economy, Climate Jobs PDX, and Climate Action Coalition.
Joe Eli is one of the key people. He'd be speaking there. He's in the Labor Network for Sustainability. It's for Portland, but it's also sort of a template or a model. Every city in the world, in fact, is going to have to change itself quite radically. They're really the sources of greenhouse gas pollution. If we don't change the cities, we're lost. In fact, we're facing extinction unless we really change things. Portland is a place that can do it very quickly. He even has begun. Jim Cook, tell us about the Friday evening song speech. I went to one recently. It was really wonderful.
Joe Uline has been a labor activist at the national level for many decades. He has served key offices with the AFL-CIO, but he's also been a rank-and-file worker in the metal and construction industries. And he's been a 50-year member of my union, the American Federation of Musicians. And he will be singing, but also speaking. It's, as you mentioned, it's called song speech, a term he made up that he delivers wonderful message, but also music. He's a very talented musician, writes a lot of his own music. And it will be a free event. It's Friday, July 8th at 7 p.m. at the Musicians Hall, Local 99. And the address is 325 Northeast 20th. And that is just south of Sandy Boulevard. And for more information about this event or Climate Jobs PDX, you can call this number, 503-286-5850.
Jim, let's just summarize then. Thursday night at the Unitarian Church, which is what, on 12th and Salmon? Or is it 11th and Salmon?
The address they're giving is 1211 Southwest Main Street.
And Friday it's at the Musicians Hall, which is just a little bit south of Sandy on 20th Street. Jim Cook, looking forward to seeing you this Thursday and Friday.
Thank you, Bill. And if people want more information about Joe Uline, he did a wonderful interview in the Northwest Labor Press. They can go online. It's the October 2nd, 2015 interview where he says, organized labor has recognized the science and the severity of the problem and the short timeline we have to deal with it. But we have been very slow to take the necessary action.
Jim, you and so many others are taking the necessary action. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you to you and K-Boot.